Hello and welcome to the Bedtime Storycast, the podcast where I talk and you fall asleep. My name is Mike, and I invite you to get comfortable under the covers. Just take a few deep breaths in and out, and settle in as we listen to another soothing bedtime story, this one entitled Seashell Serenity. Sweet dreams. The sun hung low in the sky, casting a warm, golden hue across the sandy shoreline. A gentle breeze whispered through the palm trees, carrying with it the faint scent of salt and seaweed. Amelia had been waiting for this day for weeks, a day when the world could fade away, leaving her alone with the rhythmic symphony of the waves and the simple pleasure of collecting seashells. So with a wicker basket in one hand and a wide-brimmed straw hat shading her face, she stepped on to the pristine beach. The sand was soft beneath her feet, a canvas of nature's artistry, stretching out as far as her eyes could see. Seagulls glided gracefully overhead, their calls blending harmoniously with the sound of the waves, which were crashing gently onto the shore. Amelia's heart filled with a sense of calm and anticipation as she began her stroll along the water's edge. She had always found solace in the simple act of collecting seashells. Each one, she believed, had a unique story to tell, a fragment of the sea's wisdom to share. The sun's warm caress and the rhythmic lull of the ocean waves set the perfect stage for her seashell adventure. And the first seashell she spotted was a delicate spiral of pearl white nestled in the sand, almost like a hidden treasure. She bent down, her fingers gently cradling it, as if handling a fragile piece of porcelain. Its smooth, glossy surface seemed to shine in the sunlight, and Amelia couldn't help but smile as she admired its intricate beauty. As she continued her stroll, she spotted a conch shell half buried in the sand, its intricate patterns and shades of pink and orange captivated her. She she knelt down and picked it up, holding it to her ear. The distant, soothing sound of the ocean's whispers emanated from the shell, as if the sea itself was sharing its secrets with her. Amelia walked along the waterline, her basket gradually filling with an array of seashells. Some were small and delicate, while others were larger, boasting vibrant colors and unique shapes. Each find felt like a tiny triumph, a moment of connection with the natural world that surrounded her. The beach itself was practically deserted, with only a few couples strolling hand in hand, lost in their own world. Amelia, however, was content in her solitude, finding comfort in the solitude of the seashells and the gentle lapping of the waves. She knew that these moments of stillness were rare in her busy life, and she savored every one of them. Further down the shore, a sandbar emerged, creating a small tidal pool. Amelia waded into the shallow water, her bare feet sinking into the cool, wet sand. And here she discovered a different assortment of seashells. Small hermit crabs scuttled around her feet, their tiny homes clutched protectively to their bodies. And as she bent down to examine a particularly beautiful seashell, she noticed a young girl a few feet away. The girl, no older than 7, was engrossed in her own seashell collection, her eyes wide with wonder as she carefully selected each one. Amelia couldn't help but smile at the sight. It warmed her heart to see the next generation discovering the simple joys of beachcombing. The girl's mother, a kind-faced woman with a sun hat and a beach towel slung over her shoulder, noticed Amelia's presence. She approached with a friendly smile. "It looks like you're quite the seashell enthusiast," she said. Amelia nodded, her eyes still fixed on the young girl. Yes, I find it incredibly relaxing and rewarding. There's something so special about collecting these treasures from the sea. The mother smiled. My daughter, Lily, insisted on coming to the beach today to find seashells. It's become her new obsession. Amelia knelt down beside Lily, who was carefully sorting through her seashell collection. You have a great eye for seashells. Each one tells a unique story, she told her. Lily looked up at Amelia, her eyes sparkling with curiosity. Really? Absolutely, Amelia replied. These shells have been shaped by the ocean, weathered by the waves, and carried to shore just for us to find. Each one has its own history and beauty. The mother, still smiling, added, It's amazing how something so simple can bring such joy. We've spent hours here, and it's been the most peaceful day we've had in a long time. As Amelia and the mother chatted, they exchanged stories about their love for the beach and the serenity it brought them. Amelia shared tips on finding the best seashells, and Lily eagerly absorbed every word. It was a beautiful moment of connection among kindred spirits brought together by their shared love for the sea. Eventually, Amelia continued her solitary stroll, leaving the mother and daughter to their own seashell adventures. She knew that she had found something precious on this beach, not just seashells, but a sense of community and of shared appreciation for the beauty of the natural world. The sun had dipped lower on the horizon, casting a warm, golden glow over the beach. Amelia's basket was now brimming with seashells of all shapes and sizes, each one a testament to the peace and wonder of the ocean. And she knew it was time to make her way back. But she couldn't resist taking one last moment to sit on the sand and watch the waves. And as she gazed out at the sea, she felt a deep sense of gratitude for the day's journey. The beach had given her a gift of serenity, a chance to disconnect from the noise and distractions of everyday life, and to reconnect with the natural world. She had discovered beauty in the smallest of details, and found joy in the act of collecting seashells. So with a contented sigh, Amelia stood up, her wicker basket heavy with treasures. She knew that she would return to this beach time and time again, to find solace in its simplicity and the timeless beauty of the seashells. And as she made her way back to her car, the sun dipped below the horizon, and the sky painted itself in hues of pink and orange, a breathtaking farewell from the sea. And so Amelia's tranquil stroll along the beach came to an end, but the memories and the seashells she had collected would forever remind her of the serenity she had found that day. A reminder that sometimes the simplest pleasures in life are the most precious of all.